Daniel Brewer. This is Pointless Conversations. Welcome. I don't really have much more than that. I've been staring at my computer for the last, hour and 15. Dear God, it's already like 9:30 in the night. 9:30 in the night? 9:30 in the evening time. And I've been staring at my computer probably since about 8 o'clock this evening, trying to like come up with theme songs for a show that I'm not even entirely sure that I'm going to commit to, right? This is like not even entirely sure that this is something that I want to do. But at the same time, I kind of still want to do it. I was challenged by my co-host on my other podcast, Dubious Intent, which you can check out at dubiousintent.com. My co-host, Adam Burns over there, which we've been doing that show for about 10 years before we quit. And we took like a 2-year break and we just started back like a month ago because of the whole COVID-19 thing and boredom, et cetera. I don't even know if we're going to continue with Dubious Intent past. We kind of set it up for, let's just do it a limited run up until the Pride weekend in June. Not an actual physical Pride festival, but there's a online Pride type event, which is a streaming event for podcast. So it's like, hey, let's just kind of do it up until then. So that the initial ask was, hey, let's redo Dubious Intent, or let's bring back Dubious Intent for the Pride 48 weekend in June. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, well, that would suck because I haven't done podcasting in 2 years. So, and we haven't podcasted with each other in 2 years. So it's a case of, you know, there's a lot of visual cues and you not stepping on top of each other and kind of a chemistry that you have with your co-host and kind of a rhythm that you have to get into. And we are way out of shape on those particular muscles. So I was like, no, let's do like a lead in to it. Let's do, I don't know, 8 episodes, just let's do every Saturday night up until June, starting in May. So we started in May, every Saturday night in May. We have been doing Dubious Intent streaming live over on Pride 48, and of course, then later put out his podcast. That's not important. I mean, it is important, but it's not important. But Adam said to me, "You need to learn how to use the new Adobe Cloud tools, which I've been using." So let's as I hit the microphone, let's back up just a little bit. About a little more than a year ago, my partner and I started a YouTube channel for Disney Trading Pens called WDW Aristocrafts. And when we did that, I started using the Adobe Creative Suite. And honestly, I'd started using the Adobe Creative Suite before that, doing some animation stuff and some minor After Effects kind of things. So more like centered around animation and stuff, not things that were centered around photography and video, which is what we do on our YouTube channel, right? So I had to learn how to use Premiere Pro. And before that, I had to use, you know, After Effects, and I had to learn how to use Adobe Character Creator, which is their animation software, those kind of things. But I had always used Audacity for sound, right? Now, like I told you, for 10 years, right, I was doing a podcast and I like had it down to a science, right? There's a certain way that we edit our podcast, where that involves truncating the silence out of it. So that it literally, we send it through a filter that goes through the file and finds any kind of pauses in speech that are longer than, let's say, a second. And it reduces those down to nothing, right? Down to like a quarter second or something like that. So a 3-second pause gets reduced down to a quarter second. A second pause gets reduced down to a quarter. And it worked really well for us because that meant that when we were recording the show, we weren't afraid of leaving empty space. We weren't afraid of leaving pauses between what we were thinking because we knew that the filter would cut all those things out. And then on top of that, we would speed up the entire file by about 2% just to kind of make it feel a little bit snappier, right? So even if you didn't listen to it at a multiple of speed, multiplier of speed. So if you didn't listen to it at regular speed, which I mean, who does? Who listens to podcasts at regular speed? Like all of my podcasts, I listen to or at least at 1.3 speed on my podcast app. Even to the, just as an aside there, even to a point that when I listen to a podcast that isn't at 1.3 speed, it kind of sounds like they're drunk. It's like, because they sound really slow and like they're drunk. So that's just a byproduct of that. That's nothing. That's pointless. Sorry about that. That's just, you know, the name of the show. Where was I going with this? I was going somewhere with this and I completely forgot about it. So I was using the Adobe Creative Cloud software. And I got into that because I used to work for Yale, and educators get a phenomenal discount on the Creative Cloud. Like the entire Creative Cloud, I think runs, if you're just Joe Schmo off the street, it's about $60 a month to have access to all of the Adobe Creative Cloud products. And that's not something that you're going to shell out, right? $600 a year, you're not going to necessarily shell that out. Actually more than $600 a year. No, I think you can get it for, anyway. It's a lot of money a year to shell out for, you know, things that you're going to use for your YouTube channel that don't make any money. They're just things that you're doing for fun. But for educators, there is a license that you can get, which gives you the full suite, but it runs, you know, $20 a month, which is a significant discount. And when you're a big university system like Yale, you can get an even further discount where it actually only costs you about $12 a year. So $1 a month for the entire Adobe Creative Suite. So I no longer work for Yale, but I have friends at Yale that I am using their Yale account on. That's how I'm able to get it, right? Nowadays, I guess I don't need to use that. I just happen to have, that's the one that's set up on my home computer because at work, I also use Adobe software. So I have access to the entire Adobe Suite at work. So the way it works is you, for every Adobe account, you can install those programs on two different machines simultaneously. So, you know, my friend that I'm using his account really only ever uses Photoshop, but I use Premiere Pro and Audition, which I put on my machine. None of this is important, by the way. Adam said to me, hey, you need to learn how to use Audition because I was falling back to using Audacity because I was used to, you know, I know how to do the truncate sounds. I know how to do the speeding it up. I know how to do all that in Audacity. I don't know how to do that in Audition. And the interface is different and things are ooky on it. And, you know, it's just not things that I want to do. Now, I will say this about Adobe Audition is for my video side, it has a really, really super awesome compressor in it that works really, really well. We used to have to use a program called Levelator on our PCs in order to levelate out our sound, which means that it would make the soft parts louder and the loud parts softer. That kind of gives you a nice solid wall of sound. Who was that? Phil Spector and the wall of sound. So it gives you that kind of wall of sound that you need when you have a podcast that people are going to listen to in a car or anything with kind of a background. And Adobe Audition does an amazing job with that, dynamic compressor that makes Levelator unnecessary. It actually does post-processing over your file that will act as a really super awesome compressor, you know, posthumously after the fact. I don't know. I got nothing. So I need to learn how to use the other pieces of Audition. And it's something like we record Dubious Intent on Saturday nights. And on Saturday nights, I don't think about it until after. And honestly, I drink during the show. And so I try to edit the show afterwards and I don't. So I just never took the time to learn. So I think, you know what? I'm just going to do this. I'm going to just make a little podcast and then I'll just use that to learn how to do. I'm forcing myself to use Adobe Audition. So this is being recorded in Adobe Audition, not that you cared. And I'll do all the editing and learn how to do stuff there. That's the entire point of this pointless show, is for me to learn how to use Adobe Audition. But there, I mean, it's not the entire point, right? It's not the entire point. There are other things that I kind of want to talk about that I don't talk about on my YouTube channel, which has to do with Disney trading pins. And I don't talk about on Dubious Intent, because they're not things that Adam and I would normally talk about together. They're not things that we have in common. Or there's sometimes we have, you know, differing views on things, and in order to maintain our friendship, we politely agree to disagree about religion and politics and things like that. And there's, you know, times that I kind of still want to get my view out there. And so I figured, hey, I'll just give this a shot. Let's see what this is. The other thing is, there's a whole lot of new tools out there for podcasters. I'm using anchor.fm, which I guess was just recently purchased by Spotify. But I mean, we used to have to go rent space on Libsyn or have some other kind of server to post our audio up on. And looks like this Anchor does this for free. I know there were some other ones that did it for free, like Podbean and whatever. I just never really got into those. So I figured, yeah, hey, why not? Cost nothing. Well, I mean, it doesn't cost. I paid $22 for that song, the super cool song that you heard. I paid 22 bucks for that, 20 euros. So 22 real dollars. And there you go. I was going to talk about who I was and what I was going to do with this, but I think I've just kind of covered all that just by just babbling for the last 11 minutes. So I think that's it. I think that's all I'm going to do for this particular first episode. I've got some things lined up here that I want to talk about, that I want to get off my chest. We'll cover those in future episodes. I don't know. I'm going to try to do this on a weekday basis at first and see where it goes. Although I'm not committing to doing it. How's that for wishy-washy? That's really wishy-washy, isn't it?
I think I'm going to do this daily, but not really. I'm not going to promise you that I'm going to do it daily.
By the way, that's my one and only impersonation of anyone. Thank you very much. And that's what it is. If you want to reach out to me and give some feedback on this particular show, please feel free to. You can reach me on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Brewer. You can reach me by email. I am danieljbrewer@gmail.com. And I think that's it. Also, what is it? Like anchor.fm/pointless-talk? Is that really a thing? Yeah, anchor.fm/pointless-talk takes you to this page that has all the shows on it, and I think you can leave a message right there. Why not? I think you can even leave me a voice message right there. Or as my good friend Big Fatty says, an e-letter. No, he doesn't say that. Shit, he says that about email. He calls them e-letters because he's old. But I completely just screwed that up because I got it completely wrong. Anyway, all right. I think that's all there is that I can talk about. So maybe I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Or the next day.